This is Dakota Datebook for January 2nd. Dakota Territory began the process of statehood by applying to Congress. Many people expected it to be admitted as a single state rather than being divided into North and South Dakota. Several factors led to the split, including population growth in both parts of the territory and political disputes over the location of a capital. The southern portion considered itself more cosmopolitan and often described the northern portion as home to wild folks, cowboys, and fur traders. UND history professor Kimberly Porter observed, "The south half did not like the north half. It's safe to say the northern half didn't much like the southern half either." The naming of the new states also became a point of contention. Leaders in the southern portion wanted to claim the name Dakota and suggested that the northern portion be called either Pembina or Lincoln. The name Dakota had already become something of a trademark for quality agricultural products similar to Florida orange juice or California raisins. The northern portion was equally determined to claim the Dakota name. In the end, the compromise produced North Dakota and South Dakota. The first formal step toward statehood was the territory's application to Congress. The matter then rested with lawmakers in Washington. On this date in 1886, Congress passed the Enabling Act, granting the territory permission to call a constitutional convention. Delegates were tasked with drafting a state constitution, which then had to be approved by the territory's voters and meet the requirements of the U.S. Constitution. Once ratified, the Constitution was submitted to Congress, where both the House and the Senate were required to approve statehood by a simple majority vote. If approved, the President signed a joint resolution recognizing the new state. There's no time limit on the statehood process. Utah, for example, requested statehood 8 times over 50 years before being admitted. By contrast, North Dakota's path moved quickly. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.